What if everything you've been taught about avoiding pain is actually keeping you from greatness? Standing waist-deep in the frigid Pacific Ocean at 2 a.m., shivering uncontrollably while instructors screamed that quitting would bring immediate warmth, Brent Gleason discovered something profound. The moment he stopped fighting the cold and simply accepted it, everything changed. This counterintuitive insight, that embracing discomfort rather than resisting it unlocks extraordinary human potential, forms the foundation of SEAL training, where over 80% of candidates quit. But here's what makes this relevant to your life. You don't need to become a Navy SEAL to harness these principles. Whether you're launching a business, rebuilding after divorce, or simply trying to become the person you know you're capable of being, the same mental frameworks that forge elite warriors can transform your daily existence. Pain isn't the enemy. Avoiding it is. During Hell Week, SEAL candidates endure 5.5 days of continuous physical torture designed to break them. The rock portage exercise exemplifies this. Teams carry heavy inflatable boats over jagged rocks, leaving permanent scars. This isn't meaningless torture. It forges mental calluses that later save lives in combat. Polish psychologist Kazimierz Dąbrowski observed that intense suffering often precedes significant personal development, what he termed positive disintegration. You must break down before rebuilding stronger. Think of bones healing thicker at fracture points. Transform pain through deliberate practice. Fully experience emotions rather than numbing them. Challenge your perspective by asking what you might learn. Surround yourself with positive influences while eliminating toxic relationships. Stay physically active to avoid dwelling on uncontrollable events. Practice acceptance and forgiveness to release corrosive resentment. When you transform pain into purposeful suffering, pain with meaning, you develop resilience that serves every life domain. Jason Redmond's story demolishes every excuse you've ever made. During an Iraqi ambush, this Navy SEAL took 7 rounds, including one that destroyed the right side of his face. Despite devastating injuries, he walked himself to the medevac helicopter. Later, he posted an orange sign on his hospital door. This is a room of fun, optimism, and intense rapid regrowth. No pity allowed. Over 5 years, Jason endured 37 surgeries. Rather than being defined by catastrophe, he transformed it into fuel, becoming a successful entrepreneur and motivational speaker. Most people waste energy asking, "Why me?" instead of addressing, "What now?" The 5-step adversity transformation model provides structure. Name the specific problem without sugarcoating. Identify the high-level cause. Determine the root cause by asking why 5 times, focusing only on controllable factors. Document lessons learned. Create an action plan with specific, realistic, time-bound goals. This systematic approach builds mental calluses, enabling faster recovery from setbacks. You control your response to adversity, and your capacity to bounce back is directly proportional to your willingness to own your situation completely. John Skop died during Hell Week from pulmonary edema. He was an exceptional candidate with unwavering values of courage, commitment, and service. His commanding officer's stark announcement, "Mr. Skop is dead," followed by a warning that this would be the first of many brothers you'll lose, carried profound weight. John's legacy demonstrates that life's brevity makes living by meaningful values crucial. Without clearly defined values, you drift aimlessly, making decisions based on convenience rather than conviction. The Personal Values Manifesto provides structure. Write core values on post-it notes: integrity, wellness, family, courage, innovation, leadership. Categorize into 4 to 6 core themes. List specific supporting behaviors. For family, this might mean weekly date nights, attending children's events, daily family meals. Create accountability mechanisms like monthly reviews. Document values prominently in workspace and home. This process ensures daily actions align with deepest beliefs. The manifesto serves as practical guardrails for difficult decisions, creating a moral compass that guides you through challenging situations, particularly crucial during stress or when pressured to compromise principles for immediate benefits. Picture standing on a cliff, gazing at Glory Town, your goals across a ravine. Below lives Temptation Tiger, offering immediate pleasures, drinks, drugs, gambling. Accept the invitation, and you wake up with nothing, unable to climb toward real dreams. Self-control predicts success more reliably than intelligence, and unlike IQ, can be strengthened. Research shows it works like a muscle, depleting with use, but growing stronger with exercise. People starting exercise programs improve self-control across multiple areas, from reduced procrastination to decreased impulsive spending. The Taming Temptation Tiger model offers five components. Define clear, measurable goals. Visualize winning by mentally rehearsing process and outcome. List obstacles and rank weaknesses honestly. Remove roadblocks by eliminating impeding activities. Unfuck yourself by finding accountability partners and developing rapid course correction plans. This framework resists immediate gratification for long-term success. By acknowledging vulnerabilities and creating systems to overcome them, you build mental fortitude for ambitious goals. The tiger never disappears. You simply become stronger than its pull. David Goggins transformed from a 297-pound depressed exterminator to a Navy SEAL, completing Hell Week three times. He graduated Army Ranger School as top honor man and ran ultramarathons for charity, running 101 miles in his first race with zero experience and placing fifth in the brutal Badwater 135. Stress becomes powerful when harnessed rather than avoided. The three-step model: see it, acknowledge the stress source, own it, recognize you stress about things that matter, use it, understand your stress response evolved to enhance performance, not hinder it. Shift your perspective from anxiety to excitement and opportunity. For fitness, create a wheel of misfortune, targeting your weakest areas. Over time, discomfort fades. You may even enjoy what you once loathed. Life is hard either way. You can have the heart of discipline or the heart of regret. Choose discipline. It weighs ounces. Regret weighs tons. By consistently getting comfortable being uncomfortable, you expand your capacity for achievement. The question isn't whether you'll suffer, but whether you'll suffer with purpose or meaninglessly. Humans have a 100% mortality rate. Yet, we fear death's unknown aspects: when, how, why, and what we'll accomplish beforehand. Death gives life meaning. Without it, everything would be inconsequential. During Operation Red Wings in 2005, Gleason attended Mike Murphy's funeral at Calverton National Cemetery, witnessing teammates hammer their trident pins into Mike's casket, a solemn tradition marking the ultimate sacrifice. Consider what you want people to say at your eulogy. Will they mention material possessions and achievements, or virtues, character, and relationships? When you know how you want to be remembered, you can take daily actions aligning with that vision. We're all going to sing our death song someday. What mark do you want to leave? Will you reflect back knowing you played it safe, or that you left everything on the battlefield of life? Growth lives exclusively outside your comfort zone. Your potential isn't a destination, it's a direction. Every day you avoid discomfort, you're moving backward. Embrace the suck. Get comfortable being uncomfortable. And remember, never be out of the fight.